Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Okay, welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is your host, Moira Gorski, and this is another Wellness Tips Wednesday. And I've invited my girlfriend, Tammy Johnson, to come on and chat with me today about some womanly issues and menopause. And Tammy Johnson, if you haven't heard her episode yet, you can look at the Friday episodes of how Tammy shares her story of struggle with her daughter. It was a really great episode. But Tammy and I have been in this wellness journey together for 20 years, and we've gotten to know each other and supported each other, and we're about the same age. So we've gone through menopause, the two of us, and we thought there are probably many people listening who are women who have had some of these same issues. So we wanted to talk about, you know, we're here to tell you, and certainly I'm always here to tell you with wellness and building nutrition that, yes, things can happen. We can have things happen. But when we make some, when we get educated and learn about what we're going through, there are some smart, healthy choices that you can make with supplementation and lifestyle so that you don't have to necessarily suffer, if you will, from certain things. So we'll share a little bit more about that as we go through today. But thanks for coming with me today, Tammy.
You bet.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So menopause. So menopause is not a disease, although some people feel like it's something that's like a disease that hangs around a lot. But, you know, it's basically when a woman stops her monthly cycle and the estrogen is basically being decreased in, you're producing less and less estrogen. And it, you know, to really officially be in menopause, you have to have ceased your period, your monthly cycle for 12 months. So women will find that they're going through perimenopause because all of a sudden their, you know, cycle, which is regular, starts to become irregular, right? You lose, maybe you miss one month and you're not pregnant, or it's a lighter cycle or it's a heavier cycle. There just starts to be some irregularity to your monthly cycle. And that perimenopause can, I mean, it can be up to 5 years, they say, that it can last. And so you're kind of, I mean, I remember going through that. It's kind of frustrating. You're like, you think you're done. And then all of a sudden something happens and you get another cycle. And it can start as early as, you know, well, you mentioned even, Tammy, when we were talking, I mean, somebody, you know, started having some irregularities in their mid 30s.
Yeah.
A lot of times, early. Very early, you know, many times it's, you know, late 40s, early 50s. I know that it's, that was the way it was with me. But I also have a friend who went through a tremendous amount of infertility treatments and in trying to produce more eggs and, you know, have a, get pregnant and sustain the pregnancy. And she started her menopause way early, you know, in her 30s as well. And I think we, as we talked about it, you know, some is related to that, you know, what she was, again, doing to try to produce a baby and more eggs and viable eggs. So, you know, the symptoms that you'll have, hot flashes, I'm sure everybody knows that hot flashes usually go along with menopause. But, you know, there's also lower sex drive, vaginal dryness, depression, anxiety, insomnia. And many times you can be, again, very irritable. There can be some of those PMS things like, you know, sore breasts and just, you know, cramping and stuff like that, just not feeling well. But again, as these are, this is all happening because your estrogen stores are decreasing. And then also, if you're in a state of adrenal fatigue, then that can really lead you into menopause. And we're going to explain that. And Tammy's going to tell her story and I'll tell mine too. But when the adrenals are impacted, there's much more insomnia, much more anxiety, much more depressive thoughts and things like that. So I wanted Tammy to, why don't you go ahead and share your story of how, you know, again, how menopause hit you and what you learned through that and what you found sure. helped.
Sure. Anyway, again, I'm Tammy Johnson, and I started menopause where I was completely without a period at 50. So I'd been in perimenopause for about maybe 2 years. It wasn't very long for me. But I also had been through quite a few really stressful situations. And Moira and I had talked about those, where I had a daughter who just had been making some choices because she was not doing well emotionally. She is a person that has really severe dyslexia. And I think because of that, it just put her in all these different you know, situations that weren't really very good. And so it, of course, would impact me. And so my whole life was being lived trying to keep my daughter Maggie alive. And you can imagine. And so here I'm going through menopause, and I had lost my father, which was very emotional. I think as anyone who's lost a parent that they've spent a lot of time with knows how the deep sorrow you experience. And then you're still trying to maintain life with my mom, who had lost my father. And so there was a lot of things there. My mom was starting to decline herself because she had the onset of Alzheimer's. And so, and then I had a sister move away. So a lot of the responsibility fell on me. And so here I am smack in the middle of, you know, I'm menopausal, and which was a good thing at that time, mm-hmm. but I had incredible anxiety. So it started out for me with these periods where I just had like a cap on my head, and they would come for like maybe a month and then it would be gone. And then, you know, maybe 6 months later I'd have another cap and it would be there for 3 months. And it just, I always kept going to the doctor saying, what is going on? I don't understand this. My head just feels really tight. And I just feel like at that time I can't really think clearly. I couldn't sleep well. I had, I was irrational. When things would happen, I would like blow up at my daughter or blow up at others, or I just didn't feel like I was like who I normally was. Mm-hmm. And then I think that led into some depression too. And so eventually it got so severe that I ended up, you know, for a time, just like I was on the couch, like, I just don't feel good at all. So just was kind of seeking out, asking questions, asking others, what are they doing? Have they ever heard of this? And then I had heard on a podcast that Moira, you had done, or some kind of talk just about some products that Shackley had that would help with some of this that was going on. And so I did try, and we'll get into these products later, but I did try some extra things that seemed to help a lot. But it went on for a long time. And that's another thing, when your adrenals are so broken from just being so exhausted from all the emotional things that were going on. And eventually my mom did pass away. And at the same time, I lost a sister-in-law to suicide. So it was just like one thing after another. I just didn't seem like I could get out of it. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunately on some supplements that just gave me some nutritional support, but I think the emotional support was what I really needed too. So I was really careful, like what I allowed myself to hear and what I read. And it took probably 2 to 3 years, Moira, for me to completely feel like I was normal again, which I don't want to scare anyone, because your situation is going to be totally different than mine. But that seemed like a long time. And even when I would meet friends, they were like, boy, depression and anxiety and headaches or whatever you're going through can change a person. I felt like I just wasn't myself at all. And I'm sure other people would say the same thing.
Right.
And it was scary. I mean, because I'm thinking, will I ever be normal? I just didn't know if I ever would. But fortunately, I went through the grieving process of all those different things. My daughter started to make better choices. So I felt like and she did move out, which helped. She ended up getting pregnant, and she has a sweet little 2-year-old that I just adore. And that's, you know, that's actually was her saving grace for her. But, and then for me, I think just not having somebody in my home that was so intense also took some of that, pressure off and my adrenals could start rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And so then it probably took another year for my adrenals to rebuild. And so I did a lot of working out. I kept on my supplement program very, very consistently. I think that was really a key. I just don't know if I could have even recovered. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to sleep more. I think that came back. My depression went away. And then even the anxiety was the last piece that really kind of hung on for quite a bit, because I think my body was so used to dealing with tragedies, I was just afraid to pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Right. I remember telling a friend, I don't know if I want to hear from anyone for a long time, because mm-hmm. I just didn't know if I could take one more disappointment.
Right.
And yeah.
Well,
and
I think it's really important for women to know these things, because I don't think that a lot of times we think about all of these factors that are involved in what's going on with us. I mean, like when we start our period, we just start our period and then, you know, we go on. And, but we don't always think that, like when in the 50s, again, we have all these, we probably have a family and we have adult children and we have other things that are happening in our lives that are impacting us. Right? Impacting our adrenals, causing more stress. And all of those things, along with these hormonal changes, like you said, they make us feel like a different person. And sometimes mm-hmm. we feel like we're a little crazy, you know, because, yes. you know, yes. because of all of those shifts on the inside. And it's hard. I found it hard. I mean, my story is somewhat similar to yours in that, you know, I was going through menopause kind of just fine. I never mm-hmm. had difficulty really with my cycles. I never had difficulty getting pregnant, thank the Lord. I mean, I had four mm-hmm. wonderful children and just started to slow down, right? My cycle started to be irregular. And before you know it, I just wasn't having it and no big deal. But then all this stress happened in my life with my daughter. And again, if you're listening to this podcast and you know the story. And if you don't, go back to the first episode. And I do share throughout the interviews and things that, you know, my daughter started to struggle and really major struggles with an eating disorder. And that stress, you know, I tell people, I mean, I could run with the best of them, but that stress on the, it just kept taking its toll on the inside. And all of a sudden my menopause symptoms started to come back. My hot flashes, I had this anxiety. I was having trouble sleeping because I would perhaps go to sleep, but then I would wake up and then I would start to worry. And I did do a podcast recording about adrenal fatigue. And again, you can go back and listen mm-hmm. to that, because I do talk about a lot of the things that we're going to talk about. But those things were happening. And what we've learned, and I know this is what I shared on that talk that you listened to, that I learned that as our adrenals get taxed and very fatigued, then it throws our other processes off, like our thyroid, like our hormones. Mm-hmm. And so if we take care of our adrenals and are aware of that and help to nourish those in different ways, then those other things start to balance themselves out.
Yeah. And that's, Moira, so did you ever have your thyroid tested?
I never had my thyroid tested, no.
So, and I did, and actually it was heading toward a 5 during this time. And so then I did go on a natural thyroid medication, and it has put me down to a 1. So that was another thing that happened during this period. But yeah, so okay. Some people, that's something to be aware of, is just that, just to get your thyroid tested during that time, because sometimes you are heading toward your thyroid dying, and if you can protect that.
So just for the listeners, so a 5, what does that mean as opposed to a 1? Does that mean it's...
So I guess heading toward 5, like 8 means your thyroid's dead. And that's, is that the, it's a specific number. Is it the TH3? I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong for those that are listening. But what they want you to be at on that scale is between a 1 and a 2, and it's a European standard. I go to a naturopath, so because they use a lot of the European standards for the benchmarks, because they're more accurate mm-hmm. as to where you really should be on some of those biomarkers. Mm-hmm. And so it's just good to be aware that that's one thing that can change. Right. And during menopause and just the whole shakeup of estrogen being, reducing in our bodies. And Do you know more about estrogen? Like, I know one thing is that it helps us keep our calcium. So it's so important that we take extra calcium, but
right. There's
probably a lot of things that go on as that estrogen does in the body that we're unaware of.
For sure. That was one thing to mention, is that, you know, as you decrease, you know, there's less and less estrogen, then your bones don't hold on to the calcium. And so you know, as women age, they tend to sometimes be have osteopenia, which is prior to osteoporosis, or they move into osteoporosis. And a lot of times that's because there's not as much estrogen. And so, and if you're not supplementing smartly with a calcium, then it can lead to that, you know?
And we're both fairly small, and I've had my bones tested, unfortunately, because I have been on a calcium supplement through the business that I work with. They have said that my bones are really strong, and I'm really happy about that, because that's something that can lead to a lot of issues, especially as we get older.
Right.
Not to have solid bones.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I as I shared in that talk that you heard, and I'll share today, and I shared on that adrenal fatigue. I mean, there was a couple of specific products that really helped with adrenals that seemingly got things more balanced out. And so my menopause symptoms started to go away. So, you know, I want to talk about kind of like what you can do when you start to have these menopausal symptoms, and, you know, what things you can do supplement wise, as well as just other things, you know, cause it's not all about the supplements, but, for sure, we want to make sure that we think about not just what's going on with our psyche, but think about what's going on in our life. And if there is some extra stress in your life, then think about these adaptogenic herbs that we'll talk about to add those in as well. But we know that you probably have heard, you know, with menopause, because of the bone, not as much bone or calcium, weight-bearing exercises are super important as we get older, because that just helps to build up our strength and build up our bone health as well. So doing weight-bearing exercises, strength training, drinking lots of water. I mean, I put that in anything, right? Because I know I don't drink enough water, and just making sure you're drinking those water, because it just helps to keep ourselves kind of detoxified, if you will, right, having right. that water.
And we don't realize at this state in our age, we've been in the world long enough that we've had enough pollutants, and there's a lot of chemicals that actually store in the body mm-hmm. unbeknownst to us, you know? And so I think we don't realize the importance of water. We think, oh, I wish I would drink more water, but really it's to get all those toxins out that every day we're exposed to through our, you know, I don't know what people, you know, their cereals, if they're eating any processed food right. on and on. Right. I mean, right. Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah. The water is just so good to flush things through. Now, I also, one thing that I like to mention too is soy. You know, there's a lot of debate about soy and if it's helpful or not. And the most important thing about soy is to make sure that you're choosing the right soy. And Shaklee soy protein was actually the first soy protein that was produced. And again, I did another wellness talk about protein, so you can learn more about that if you listen to that podcast. But the soy, it just, when you look at the studies, and as long as it's processed the right way and it's good, natural, non-GMO soy, you know, the studies show that people that consume soy have significantly less menopausal symptoms. And I found that to be very true. As I started to take those herbs for my adrenals, my nutritionist who I consulted with said, get back to those shakes too. And so consuming one or two soy shakes a day when you're in menopause or going into it, that soy in there can really, really help decrease your menopausal symptoms. I definitely recommend that. I found that to be true too. And again, I love the Shaklee soy protein because, again, it's non-GMO, it's dairy-free, it's vegan. I mean, it's clean. It's free of any other chemicals or additives or things like that. So those can be a breakfast and lunch. Those things that you continue to drink, Tammy, and did you...
Yes. Well, what's so nice about the soy is it has those nine essential amino acids, and that are digestible, and a lot of proteins on the market, which I, you know, I don't test other proteins. I'm really not an expert on it, but I just know that if they're not combined correctly, you don't absorb it. And one Shaklee's you actually really do. And the soy is actually considered to be a very high level of protein, and you don't always get that from other sources.
Right.
I found the soy was really helpful too with reducing menopause symptoms as well. Because there's something in soy, right?
It's the phytoestrogens, right?
Yes,
estrogens that kind of.
Right. They mask the other estrogen that you're decreasing. And so you put more in of something that the body thinks is like estrogen. It's going to help it. Yeah.
Right. So. That's exactly why it helps to decrease your symptoms, because they are those phytoestrogens.
Yeah. And I also really like the adaptogens. And you were talking about that. One of them that Shaklee has is Core Energy. And what I like about it, well, first of all, an adaptogen, maybe people don't know, is really a natural substance that's considered to help the body to adjust to stress. And it helps, I guess, normalize your bodily functions and especially your hormones. So ginseng would be one, and Shaklee's Core Energy really does a great job. I've had numerous people take my suggestion and use it and can't believe the difference in just how they feel with their hormones normalizing. Because when your hormones are off, and that's caused by thyroid being off and all these different things are interrelated, it seems to put the mind and the body in balance. So, right.
Yeah, that Core Energy.
Really, you can take that as you need it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That Core Energy. Yeah. It does have the ginseng. It has cordyceps, which is a reishi mushroom. It helps with stamina too. So I recommend it a lot for people if you just feel like extra fatigued. Or recently I had a customer buy it. She's a runner and she feels like she's kind of getting back into running and she's a little fatigued when she's running. And she's going through menopause. So I said that would be a great product to take for various reasons. But again, adaptogenic herbs. So the ginseng is one of them. And then ashwagandha is another one. And that's in the Shaklee Stress Relief Complex. And that ashwagandha, again, it really helps to balance your bodily processes. And that stress relief too, it blunts the production of cortisol, which is that hormone that's released when we're under stress, and it's just not good. So Stress Relief Complex, again, with those herbal products, it really helps to promote a sense of calm within about 20 minutes. But again, it helps to balance those things out. Yeah, on the inside.
All those products are amazing. And then I think the B complex helps with the adrenaline, right?
Right.
Which is the other hormone that's released when we're trying to deal with stresses in life. The happy vitamin B complex.
Right. So B vitamins, B complex. So we recommend the B complex because it's all of the mixture of the B vitamins that's needed in a good balanced, form. But it does. It helps with B vitamins help convert our food to energy. And so it really helps with energy. It helps with mood. Like you said, it's a happy vitamin. It's yellow. It's kind of like a sunshine vitamin. It helps you feel good. But again, when we're dealing with the stresses of life and we're extra fatigued, or perhaps we're not sleeping as well, having some extra B vitamins is super important because you can't, they're water soluble. It's hard to replace your B vitamins with your diet, unless you're doing a lot of green leafy vegetables and
Because B's are the vitamin that goes bad in a lot of our foods. It's what they take out of the breads and they throw in synthetic and whatever. We're very deficient in B's in general.
Right.
And then what else does it say? It says that B's turn food into energy. So basically, if you do not have B complex and you're trying and you're eating something, you need the B's to convert it. And if we don't have any, a lot of times, it really can affect how much we're absorbing of good nutrients.
Right, right.
Huge need for that.
Now, as we mentioned, again, the bones, a calcium, a really strong, again, calcium supplement is super important. Shaklee has a great product called Osteomatrix, which is a really complete, as calcium, magnesium, as well as some other trace minerals, which really help to give you that great calcium that you need. Interestingly enough, I think, I don't know if you know this, Tammy, but some medications for osteoporosis, they help to just kind of take the old bone and try to make it a little bit you know, harder and denser. Stuff like that, mm-hmm. denser. But when you take a good calcium supplement, it's giving you the calcium to kind of, again, create new bone, put the kind of like the mortar in between the bricks and things like that mm-hmm. to really, you know, that comes with having the trace minerals and the magnesium and all that to really make a really strong bone, strong matrix of the bone. So having a good calcium supplement as opposed to a medication that just kind of helps you deal with your old bone and trying to make that stronger.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, we know that, well, in some of those calcium supplements or some of the supplements for osteoporosis, like Fosamax,
yeah.
when you take that, they say you can't lay down for 20 minutes because it could, if it leaches back into your esophagus, it could burn your esophagus.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Right. That is terrible. So who wants that? I mean,
right.
Take the natural supplements as opposed to a product that has these nasty side effects. So,
And you were saying earlier too, that there zinc has been shown to do quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't realize that as I was looking and just doing a little bit of studying before we did this podcast. It said that zinc is very helpful because it really helps with depressive symptoms. Oh. And I know zinc to be really helpful for your immune system, and especially right now with this COVID, they're saying zinc is a real key nutrient for that. But those that have had take zinc with menopause, they have improved like cognitive function, improved emotions, and I didn't know that. So,
So take your zinc.
So take your zinc, right?
Yeah. It's very inexpensive.
Yeah.
I think we don't realize how cheap that one is.
Yeah. Zinc, I don't.
It's really important.
Yeah. I don't even know how much it is with Shackley, but I know it's really
pretty reasonable. It's a trace mineral, right? Mm. I mean, so I think we don't realize how few trace minerals we're getting because of the soil changes. Mm-hmm. And we're just not getting them in our plants and our veggies and some of that. And so supplementing with it is almost necessary if we want the zinc levels that we need to help us from the depression and from some of the immunity issues that are popping up here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, vitamin E has always been known to help with menopausal symptoms. It's a great antioxidant. I've always known that to be, again, something that you can add extra vitamin E. And Shackley has a product that's called Menopause Balance Complex. And within that product, it has black cohosh. And black cohosh is a natural herb that has been shown, again, to decrease a lot of these major menopausal symptoms, like the hot flashes, you know, less night sweats, less hot flashes, less impact of the mood, less irritability with black cohosh. Because again, as I was preparing for this day, I was thinking back to my sister, one of my sisters who several years ago started to go through menopause. And it kind of hit her hard and fast. And she is a working professional and she would just start to sweat during the day. And I mean, to the point that she had to bring an extra shirt to work. And so she did go to the doctor and she took some type of medication, but after a very short time, she's like, I don't want to take this. Like, what does Shackley have? And so I recommended the Menopause Balance Complex to her and it was a game changer, a lifesaver for her. And I asked her after she was taking it for, you know, a little while, can you just tell me how it's impacting you? And I knew that she had those hot flashes. And that's usually when I ask people, like, hey, how's it helping? They're like, hey, I have no more hot flashes. So that's what I expected from her. But what she said is it really helped her anxiety levels. Yeah. You know, she said that she noticed that she just became so moody and irritable and anxious during menopause. And that supplement really made a big difference in that. And again, for anybody, if we're anxious, it's not good. But again, she she recently retired, but she had a very high level job and needed to show up strong for that. And she's somebody that I've always, you know, I've always known her to be in a good mood and very driven and successful, but that menopause was really, really setting her, you know, altering her
your game plan there.
Her game plan, right.
Right.
And so again, this supplement really made a big difference there.
Well, and Moira, one of the things you're talking about here is this anxiety piece. And I think with the reduction of estrogen, that's one of the things that we don't expect so much of in menopause. And so just to be aware, you may be one of those people that has that, or you may not. And mm-hmm. so just if you do feel anxious, there are things you can do for it, because it can get out of hand. Like Moira was talking about with her sister, and she probably was, you know, becoming anxious about her anxiety, even, you know, it's just you, because you're not, you just had never experienced that level of intensity in feeling anxious. And so it can seem overwhelming, and there is hope. That's what we're wanting to share here. Right.
Right. And, and there's hope. And also that idea that don't think that it's necessarily that you're depressed. I mean, perhaps you do have these depressive thoughts or these anxious thoughts, but we want you to, if you're in this age group, I want, you know, like, look at the fact that maybe it's the menopause. Again, maybe mm-hmm. you're still getting your cycle, but is mm-hmm. it starting to get a little bit irregular? Could it possibly be due to your hormones? Because that's a different way to handle things than mm-hmm. take an antidepressant. Because if you go to the doctor may just willy-nilly say, hey, here, just...
And that's what they do.
And they do.
Just like, here, take this, take that, you know, yeah. and there's so many side effects to all that stuff. You just feel more, you feel worse on some of that stuff from, you know, from everything I've heard.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I think the two of us really learned through our experience, and that's why we wanted to share with the audience, is that we learned that, again, the stresses of our life really impacted how we were going through menopause. And when we dealt with, again, the stresses, and we're not always going to get rid of the stresses mm-hmm. in our life, but at least being aware of that mm-hmm. and knowing that there's some key nutrients that we can take to help with those, then that's going to help to balance things out all around on the inside. And we're going to feel better. And, you know, you get through those menopause. And now, again, I'd say I'm, then you're out on the other side. And, you know, I
and
love
you can share your experience, right? And I mean, I think that most that I want to communicate to everyone is that there is hope, because I really hadn't met anyone, Moira. I kept asking, does anyone know about these symptoms? Or, you know, a lot of people had been through menopause before me, but they hadn't had the level of anxiety I had, mm-hmm. but they probably didn't have the number of stressors either.
Right.
But,
Well, and I think it's really important too, just what you said. I liked the fact that you brought up, like, you paid attention to what you listened to and what you did. And I think, again, we love, you know, you and I have been in this wellness field with Shackley for a long time, and we know the importance of good nutrition, but we also have learned the importance of being mindful and the power of prayer and the power of meditation and reading a good book or reaching out to a friend and saying, can we go for a walk? You know, having those positive mindset, mindfulness, whatever you want to call it, but just being aware of that, that it's nutrition plays a big part, but there's, it's also like how you, the things that you choose to let in. And I was just listening to a podcast earlier today about boundaries, because I continue to work on boundaries, and it's boundaries is about what we choose to let in as well as what we choose to keep out. And so I think that we need to, and it's not always with other people. Sometimes it's ourselves. We need to learn what we what's important for us to let in, and what's important for us to keep out to just protect ourselves.
Yep. And we had talked about too, you know, sometimes things are said to us, and a friend of mine said to me, you just say, I'm not taking that on. And that was something that really helped me, because I kept taking on all these different things. It's just like, that's not yours to carry. And I just thought, oh, I'm not taking that on. Or even like certain people I would share things with, and I just felt like they just couldn't understand. And I realized they just weren't safe people for what I was going through, because they had never experienced the anxiety. So sometimes you just have to look for the safe people, and they may be different than your best friends. They may be somebody actually new, or somebody that is in your realm, but isn't somebody you're as close to, because they just can understand sometimes the depth of anxiety or the, or, you know, just your emotions in this area. And it doesn't mean those other people won't be safe again, but maybe just for what you're going through, it, they're not the safe person to share stuff to you. It's like, you know, reserving your pearls for the right people, right, Moira? I mean,
Oh, it's so important. Again,
it's kind of for sanity.
Yeah, it is. And again, as we wrap this up, again, I want to, that's why I started this section of the podcast. I actually had several people say, you know, are you going to do a wellness spot? Because you know so much. And I know so much because, as I said in one of the other podcasts, you know, I'm an expert by experience for somewhat. I am a nurse too. So I have quite a bit of medical background too, but I've had so much experience using these products. I mean, 20 years, and they've been a lifesaver for me. They've been a lifesaver for you. They've been a lifesaver for my family. And I just, my intent is to share that because just like you said, you didn't know, I didn't know the things that could help me. And I want to, that's the point of this. My intent is to share what I've learned, what we've learned, so that you guys can be helped too. And I encourage you to, again, if I hope that you found value in just our conversation today. And if you need a little bit of help, you know, contact me there. You can hear how to contact me at the end, but also just again, you can email me Moira@GorskyWellness.com. You can find my Gorski Wellness website and contact me through there. DM me on Instagram. Absolutely. Lots of ways to contact me. I have, you know, free assessments. I offer, you know, that free assessment so that we can get on the phone and you can share what you're going through. And I can offer some solutions and offer you some hope because there are things that we go through in our lives that aren't always in our control, but we've learned that there are some things that we can control. And again, making smart choices with your supplementation, choosing the right companies, choosing the right products, choosing the right friends can make a big difference. So, thanks. It's always a joy to talk with you and have a conversation with you, Tammy. And again, thanks listeners for coming and listening. Please share this with other women that you know that may need to hear this. And again, come back on Wednesdays for my wellness tips as I share more and more about different products that can be helpful for you as well as just some different things that happen. I'm excited. I'm not sure when this will launch, but I'm going to be interviewing a personal chef. We may even do some with somebody else. We may do some cooking classes and plant-based eating. I'm just excited about what's to come in this wellness spot. So come back often. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review because this helps the podcast continue to grow and get out to others. So thanks for joining me today, Tammy. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you and take care.